Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Basil Rathbone inviting you to join me beyond the green door. Today's story is about three New Hebrides fishermen and the strange object they pulled up in their nets, a bit of flotsam which might have come from beyond the green door. There was a huge metal can in their net, cylindrical in shape and painted red with white lettering. It was nearly as long as their outrigger, and it looked very strange bobbing in the shallow waters of the Coral Sea. The three Melanesian fishermen stared at it for a long time. They came from Futua Island in the New Hebrides, and not one of them could read. But they had heard of the city of Noumea, and had seen pictures of cars and metal ships. They understood the vast wealth of metal, and they knew that this great red can had drifted into their net from civilization, from Noumea, or perhaps from distant America. White men had made it, and now it belonged to them. They grew very excited when they thought of this, for if the metal were worth much, how much would the treasure inside be worth? They towed the metal thing to a deserted atoll near Futua and went to work trying to open it. It was desperately hard work with their crude tools. It would have been easier to tell the villagers and get their help, but then the villagers would have shared and the new school teacher would have taken command of everything. The wealth would have been shared out equally, but there would not have been enough for these three predatory fishermen. At last the gigantic bolts turned and the can was opened. Eagerly they lifted out its contents and looked with amazement at the white man's strange treasure. That can was filled with bricks, large bricks of metal, dull-faced and soft. The three fishermen thought they might be gold, if any man were foolish enough to cast gold into bricks. They hid all the bricks except three. With these and the empty can, they set sail for Noumea. If they could find a trader who would give them a good price for this, they would sell in the other bricks as well. The harbor of Noumea was a vast confusion of ships, but at last they tied their outrigger to a dock, with the metal can bobbing behind in the net. Two of them stood guard while the third went off to find a trader. Soon he was there, a big, deeply tanned man. He examined the bricks and said that they were not gold. Probably they were lead, a metal of little value. Still, perhaps, he would make a small offer. Then the trader glanced at the bobbing metal can. He looked closer and went ashen yellow. Oh, he screamed at them. You fools! Do you know what that says? No, of course you don't. It says, danger, do not open, do not touch. Radioactive wastes inside. They couldn't understand him, for he babbled on about atomic reactors and cans sunk below the sea and never supposed to rise as this one had. And at last he screamed, I touched it! I touched it! He fled from their outrigger as though all the devils in creation were pursuing him. The three fishermen watched him go. They knew there was no accounting for a white man's superstitions, but obviously they were going to have difficulty selling this metal. ¶¶